Hey, this is Leon DePria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to Encounter Now Podcast. And this morning we're going to be looking at 10 powerful keys to success in your life. Stay tuned. The first key to success is, number one, discern. We need to discern and understand and recognize the true definition or the real definition of success. What is success to you? Because it's not necessarily popularity. It's not about possessions. It's not about status or reputation. Success is actually the process or the progressiveness of achieving God's purpose for your life, or a God-given goal, you know, that works towards your purpose. It is the result of you understanding and introspecting and seeing that you're a worthy person. That is what true success is. Success always results in happiness. It causes you to have a good feeling about yourself. That's number one. To define the true definition of success. What is success to you? Number two, to set definite goals, to set goals that are definite for yourself. God is a God who sets goals. He's a goal-setting God. He scheduled, for example, God himself scheduled the birth of the Messiah, the birth of the Savior, Jesus the Christ, and his return hundreds of years in advance. So this shows us clearly, God had a plan before man even needed redemption. He already had a plan and set the goal of sending his son to redeem us. So it is clearly not wrong for us to set goals. Jesus, in fact, cautioned in Matthew chapter number 6, he told us that we shouldn't worry about them. And James also spoke about how we must not exclude God from our goals. So you don't just set goals, but you have to do them under divine guidance. You have to set your goals according to divine guidance. What is God's goal? What is God's plan and purpose for your life? Deadlines also are very important. They help you to redeem the time, for the Bible says in Ephesians 5 verse 16 that the days are evil. And Proverbs 16 verse 9 says a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So, we must allow God to direct our steps. So our goals must always include God. Number three, we must make our goals balanced and reasonable. Don't set goals that are unrealistic and unachievable, that are unbalanced, because then you just lead to disappointment. And, you know, many people think or are afraid to set goals because they think that they're not going to achieve them. But the reason they think that is because they're setting unrealistic expectations and goals. So there's a few basic areas of success that we can define and set goals in. We can set goals in to have spiritual success, financial success, mental success, social success, family success in our relationships and family, and even physical success. We must have a balanced goal setting when it comes to these aspects of life. Not to over cater for one area, because it can lead to another area slipping away and deteriorating. So we should be growing in all areas, being a balanced believers, balanced people. So another key that people miss is that when you're setting goals, break down your big goals into smaller ones that are achievable. Proverbs 14 verse 8 says, "The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way." So we need to know and understand the way that we get to the goals that we have set. Number four, we must meditate on Scripture. If you want to be successful, meditate on Scripture. Because when we do this, we begin to absorb the mind of God, the mentality of God, the way God thinks, simply by reading the Word of God, simply by reading, maybe read a book in the Bible, maybe read Romans or the Gospel of John or something like that, and read it over and over again, and something will stir inside of you. Something will come to life inside of you. The Bible helps us to keep our thoughts the way God thinks. It sharpens our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. It keeps us from failing. It gives us a discerning ability. It gives us discernment. And there's many benefits of meditating on Scripture. Number five, we must discern and recognize a mentor or a spiritual mentor that can increase our love for God. Not just simply, this is my mentor, I'm going to choose this person to mentor me, but do they increase your love for God? Are they somebody that challenges you and inspires you? Do they make a difference in your week? Do you see the benefit of being mentored by this person? So choose a mentor, a spiritual mentor that can increase your love for God. Number six, pursue quality people in your life. Don't just spend time with people who are not like-minded, people who don't think the same way you are, but spend time with quality people, people who are winners, people who are wise, people who are godly, people who can give you godly counsel. The Bible says in Proverbs 13, verse 20, "He that walketh with the wise men shall be wise." So when you keep company with people who are godly and you keep company with people who are wise, then you begin to be wise yourself. You can tell a lot about a person and what they will become by looking at the people that they spend time with. So you must pray and trust God to send uncommon people, people who are quality people across your path. Number seven, invest in yourself. And this is one of the most important keys to success. Spend time, effort, and even money in developing your spirit, your inner man, your soul, and your mind. If, for example, you can spend money on a meal that makes your stomach feel good for a few hours, think about what good it can do for your mind, for your soul, just to spend that same money on a book or on a sermon or something like that, that you can soak your spirit and tap into the anointing and receive God's wisdom. So invest in yourself. Spend time on yourself. You know, golfers invest in golf clubs. Hunters invest in guns. So spiritual people should invest in their spiritual growth. Even countries buy tanks and invest in weapons. A successful person is somebody who invests in equipping themselves. Number eight, make your time count. When you waste time, it grieves God. You know, if you spend all your time sitting around doing nothing, joking, or getting nothing done, not being productive, then, you're not making the most of your time, and you will not be able to experience the success that God has for you. Of course, there's a time for relaxing. There's a time for, hobbies and fellowship. But let it not cause a deterioration of your investing in purpose. You know, idleness always results in frustration and boredom and, you know, all these things. If you're not productive, it's going to lead to depression. It's going to lead to, you know, feeling like you're accomplishing nothing. But productive people, they very rarely find time for depression, time for, you know, to even think about being sidetracked. Number nine, discover and develop your talents. So find out what you're good at, whatever it might be, whether it be speaking, whether it be art, if you're good at, IT, mechanical work, working with your hands, do some introspection, find out what you are good at and what you do best, and invest and develop in that. Develop yourself in that, because you've been given a talent, you've been given a skill, and you will be accountable to God for how you develop that skill and what you do with what God has given you. Finally, the final 10th point of, or the 10th key on how to be successful, cultivate a teachable spirit. A person who is teachable can be equipped, can be developed, and can learn from other people is somebody who has the ability to be successful. Willingness to change doesn't necessarily mean that you must compromise your principles. It doesn't mean that you must stop doing the rites that you're doing now. But people must, and we as people must be flexible and open to change, open to correction, open to truths that maybe you're not aware of or you have not seen yet. The Bible says in Proverbs 1 verse 5, a wise man will hear. So allow yourself to develop and cultivate a teachable spirit. Proverbs 25 verse 12 says, as an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. You know, sometimes it takes courage, it takes boldness, it takes you to be brave to listen to somebody, but you must always allow yourself to be teachable and not become a know-it-all. Amen. So that's 10 keys on how to be successful. And I trust that this podcast blessed you. And I want to ask you to take the time to share this podcast and leave a comment below. This is Encounter Now. God bless you all.